This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, you're invited. If you want to join us here, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian,
Bonnie,
and Aria.
And, of course, you can bring up anything you want to discuss on this program. There's stuff in the news, of course, that is worth talking about. There's now a bill in California to ban boys and girls sections at department stores, big retailers.
Hold on. So they're canceling gender now?
Well, it's a bill.
Dr. Seuss wasn't enough.
No, it's a bill. Oh, that reminds me. There was also something. Disney is taking down its own movies. Did you hear about that?
Wait, Dumbo with the racist crows?
Dumbo, the Aristocats, and Peter Pan have
now
been...
Why the Aristocats?
Well, we can get into that, too. They've now been removed, apparently, from the kids section, so maybe they're still allowing adults to view these films, but we'll tell you about that on the way here. But first, Milo Yiannopoulos. Now, this is a character that I don't think we've talked about on this show for years. He made some headlines, during the Trump run, I think, for being gay and conservative. I think that's kind of what he was known for.
Yeah, he was pretty popular until he pointed out how common older men having sex with teenage boys is in the gay community. And that upset a lot of people, at which point he sort of fell off the radar. I think he got fired from Breitbart or something, and no one really paid him any more attention to him.
Yeah, it was really rude. He was talking about his own experiences with people that, with his own life. When he was 14, he just wanted to have sex, so he did. And he said he didn't regret it.
Imagine that. Someone can make a choice.
And, of course, everyone started calling him a pedophile because of that.
Yeah, he's a pedophile. That doesn't make any sense.
Did you see, speaking of that topic, apparently Alex Jones admitted to having sex with, he was talking about sex with black people, black girls. He said that he was doing that at 12 and 13. So
I don't know if I believe anything that comes out of Alex Jones' mouth. I mean, even that.
Yeah, true. I mean, he was drunk on some internet show. I just saw the clip. But it's, these are some of the same people who would probably, or at least Alex Jones, would probably act all high and mighty about somebody,
Yeah, isn't Alex Jones one of the people peddling the world is being run by Satanists who rape and eat children? Isn't he one of those?
Yeah, I think he is one of those.
Sounds like he literally is one of those.
Well, that's a whole other story. So Milo Yiannopoulos has come out as ex-gay, according to the New York Post, also being reported on a site called LifeSite News, which may be a religious site. I'm not clear on this. It looks
if
like
we have a religious
be.
Source, let's go to that one for sure.
So Milo Yiannopoulos, the gay man whose conservative messaging and willingness to speak the truth sparked riots on university campuses, may well trigger more outrage than he describes himself as that he describes himself as ex-gay and, quote, sodomy-free, unquote. And is leading a daily consecration to St. Joseph online. Now, what does it mean? What is a consecration?
Just like consecrating your life to something means dedicating your life to something.
Okay, so he's just rededicating himself every day, basically, since it's a daily consecration. Who is St. Joseph? Do either of you know?
I don't know. I don't know much about Catholicism other than that.
Oh, it's Catholic? Okay.
Yeah, it's about as far from what Christ described as you can get.
I really don't know who it is either, unless it's Jesus' earthly dad.
If he's the patron saint of sodomy? Sodomy should have a patron saint.
2 years ago, when church militants Michael Voris famously challenged Yiannopoulos to live a chaste life, Yiannopoulos was not defensive. Instead, he acquiesced and humbly admitted his human weakness. He said, "I know everything you're saying, and I'm just not there yet, and I don't know if I'll get there." He said at the time, it seems that he has now arrived there. And I guess they then conducted an interview with him. The site is called LifeSite. Again, I'm unfamiliar with this site, presuming it is a Christian or Catholic site. They said, here's the question from the site. I imagine that to many who follow you, your recent decision to publicly identify as Milo, comma, ex-gay may seem like a 180-degree turn. Are you also surprised that your life has taken this turn, or is it unsurprising, a natural and perhaps inevitable progression in your life?
See, it sounds like he's confused, which wouldn't be surprising, right?
The author or Milo?
Milo.
Okay.
He's not ex-gay. He's still gay. He's just not engaging in gay activities. Still gay, dude.
If you wanted to have sex with men and you're a man at 14, and I don't know, I just think that you probably are at least gay or bi.
It seems like it.
Well, he's definitely still gay. I mean, and that's biblical. You know, the Bible doesn't actually say you can't be gay. It just says you can't do gay things.
And does it say that? Because some people argue that the translation is wrong and that what the Bible argues is that you shouldn't be having sex with children.
The modern Bible as we have it now. You know, I don't read Hebrew, so I can't speak to that.
There are people that allege that that was mistranslated and that the Bible doesn't actually speak against gayness. He says, I ask this because over the last few years, things that you've said have hinted at being drawn in this direction. Milo says, when I used to kid that I only became gay to torment my mother, I wasn't entirely joking. Of course, I was never wholly at home in the gay lifestyle. Who is? Who could be? And only leaned heavily into it in public because it drove liberals crazy to see a handsome, charismatic, intelligent gay man riotously celebrating conservative principles.
That is a new level of dedication to trolling. Dude. Kudos.
That's not to say I didn't throw myself.
You became gay. You engaged in sodomy to troll liberals. I don't think you came out ahead in this trolling experiment, dude.
That's not to say, he says, I didn't throw myself enthusiastically into degeneracy of all kinds in my private life. I suppose I felt that's all I deserved. I'd love to say it was all an act, and I've been straight this whole time, but even I don't have that kind of commitment to performance art. Talk about method acting, he says.
So, does he really believe that he's suddenly not gay?
Well, what he really believes is hard to say, right? I mean, now he's doing this. Is this just another troll job? How do you know what this person actually believes?
Maybe he'll be on the show and explain to us.
I don't plan to invite him. We don't have guests very often, but he's welcome to call in. I doubt he will. So next question from LifeSite is, was there any event or series of events that triggered your decision to become, quote, sodomy free, unquote, and to do so publicly? Did God knock you off your horse as he did Saul, or did it come about some other way? Please explain. He says, 4 years ago, I gave an interview to America Magazine, which they declined to print. It's taken me a long time to live up to the claims I made in that interview, but I'm finally doing it. Anyone who's read me closely over the past decade must surely have seen this coming. I wasn't shy about dropping hints. In my New York Times bestselling book, Dangerous, I heavily hinted I might be, quote, coming out, unquote, as straight in the future. And
well, you're still not. At this point, you will never be straight, right? He's permanently at least bisexual now.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how that works.
I mean, okay, you can't just be gay one day when you're in a relationship with a dude and then go, okay, no, I'm straight because I'm dating a woman now.
So that's, gay for pay, that's not a thing.
But you'd still be gay. I mean, regardless of what the reason is, he's still gay.
Okay,
I mean, he can be bisexual now.
Yeah, he's bi, okay.
But, I mean, you can't just flip it off and say, oh, no, forget all of those guys I had sex with. I'm actually straight.
Yeah, I used to have a gay best friend, and we were together every single day, so people were always saying, like, are you guys actually going to date one day? And, like, the idea of dating him, even if he suddenly decided he was straight, he would never seem like a straight person to me, mm-hmm. even if he just stopped having sex with men. I'd be like, you've had sex with way more men than me. I could date a bisexual person, but I know that person is just gay, even if they just stop having sex with people suddenly.
Well, I mean, I fooled around with some guys when I was a very young teen and a couple, you know, one or two. I guess it would have been one earlier when I was a child. I fooled around with a kid across the street. But that doesn't mean I'm gay, because I'm not actually attracted to men. So there's, like, fooling around when you're a kid.
Well, that's, like, experimenting.
Yeah.
Well, there are huge differences as well between, like, sexual attraction and romantic attraction.
Yeah.
Or physical attraction versus sexual attraction.
I have none of those towards men whatsoever. 603-283-6160, but technically I guess I'm bi because I have experimented.
I don't think experimentation counts.
Really? Okay. 283-6160. You can share your thoughts with us here. This is Free Talk Live.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments around the world killing innocent people? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin is money that cannot be inflated or controlled by any state. By continuing to use their money, you're perpetuating the killing. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available to you now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. It's Bitcoin.com.
Want to accept Bitcoin at your online store? There's a good chance you already have what you need, a WordPress using WooCommerce, and a Bitcoin address. Now all you need to start taking Bitcoin payments on your website is the AnyPay app on your Android or iPhone. Just paste your Bitcoin address into AnyPay, then connect it to your website with our one-click plugin for WordPress. Now your website takes Bitcoin, start to finish in 15 minutes or less with no complicated steps. Download AnyPay from the App Store today.
There are lots of ways to listen to Free Talk Live. Our podcast has been around since podcasts began, and now the FTL feed is loaded with content besides our full show archives. Did you know that we make it easy for you to customize your podcast subscriptions? We have different feeds, one that includes only our full shows, one with just the Daily Digest, and our main feed that includes everything. You decide what you listen to. It's quick and easy to customize your feeds at feeds.freetalklive.com. That's feeds.freetalklive.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live phones are available to you when you want to join us. 603-283-6160. Actually, they're busy at the moment. We're going to go to your calls here in just a moment. But make a note of the number. You can utilize it when you get time to call in and join us here. By the way, in the studio, you've got Ian,
Bonnie,
and Aria.
And you can also join us online anytime you want. Head over to freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Freedom's Phoenix. It's a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and precious stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, then freedomsphoenix.com has them. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. It's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. In the news, Milo Yiannopoulos, usually he's not worth talking about, but it certainly is entertaining when somebody who was as flamingly gay as Milo Yiannopoulos, and I say that as somebody who's only mildly familiar with anything he's done. I saw him here and there. I saw Vincent reporting on him on his show. That's really how I became somewhat familiar with this guy. He was a conservative blowhard, basically.
I think pundit is the word they prefer. But I prefer blowhard.
Yeah. And, you know, he's done a little bit of blowing here and there, apparently. He's now saying that he is ex-gay, and there's more that he's got to say for himself, but in an interview with some sort of ultra-right-wing conservative Christian or Catholic site. We'll share more about that coming up here. But first, we go to Bobby. He's on the line in Florida. Bobby, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, yeah, I was wanting to get to the subject about the New Testament and the Old Testament in the Bible. And I'm not trying to turn Aria. Me and Aria have talked about this in the past, but the New Testament is totally different than the Old Testament. Now, Jews only believe in the Torah, which is the Old Testament. So Jews are you're Abrahamic and your Hasidic Jews, they're real still strict on that, but most of your liberal Jews that live in America are great, you know, gay friendly and LGBT, and they're real advocates of it because of, you know, of the really strict Torah in the Old Testament. But in the New Testament, Jesus came and saved everybody, gay, straight, transsexual, whatever. He came and died for everybody's sins. So, you don't have to, but if you want to, if you accept him into your heart and you believe him as your spiritual guide and that's what you believe, then you will go to heaven. There's nothing against homosexuality in the New Testament. That's all okay. Old Testament, but that's why Jesus came and died on the cross for everybody's sins.
Thank you, Bobby, for that. I got to let you go.
He's fundamentally wrong. Just look up anything that Paul wrote in the New Testament, dude. Paul was not subtle. He was a misogynistic, homophobic pig.
I'm looking at Bonnie because she's actually like read the Bible. Haven't you read the whole Bible?
Yeah, I've read the whole Bible, but I don't remember anything really about Saul. I know he's in Matthew and he writes the letters. He becomes Paul. I don't really know about anything about him. But also, Jesus doesn't say that he died for the sins of anyone at any point in the Bible.
Really?
I did an entire Bible study on homosexuality in the Bible. People can find it at youtube.com/Aria DeMesso. Mm-hmm. It covers Paul quite extensively.
Bobby, I wish we could keep you on for the discussion, but there was a terrible tone beneath your call, and I don't know if there was somebody else that had that happen.
It happened last night.
So maybe that's our equipment. I'm hoping it's not, but thank you for the call. Let's try Richard. He's on the line in Florida. Richard, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I called on something else, but the last conversation I'd like to chime in on. I'm a gardener, and I do a lot of upscale resorts in and around Florida and lower Alabama and stuff. And you know, I'm all cool. Like people, whatever they're into it. But man, you know, I get a lot of aggressive comments, and like I can kind of relate to women who like don't like being yelled at by construction workers, and I just kind of like, I don't know, it really turns me off to like I'm accepting of the whole gay scene, but like I don't really like having people like thrust that.
So you get catcalled while you're doing construction by, like, random people driving by?
Yeah, I spray lawns. I spray lawns and shrubs and fertilize, and I do some pruning and stuff. And
okay, but what was it you were uncomfortable with? I'm not real clear.
Like snide comments.
He said, like, getting catcalled, like somebody driving by and going, like, yeah. Ooh, like, you look cute over there.
Why not just take the compliment?
Yeah, I always like it.
They have no way of knowing that you're not interested in them. I mean, would you be offended? Would you be upset if a woman did this to you?
Yeah. Like, I just kind of want to just, like, do my job and not be bothered by anybody.
Put some headphones on.
Yeah, I've done that to boys, and I like doing it, or getting it done to me.
Why should I have to do something other than just doing what I want to do to, like, block out people? But it's especially bad here around Memorial Day weekend because they have, like, a whole big thing. And, like, you know, I'm not anti-gay. Like, I don't care, but...
What part of the South is this?
Florida.
Pensacola Beach. Pensacola Beach has a massive thing on Memorial Day. Like, it's massive.
It's Pride this month.
Yeah, and, like, leading up to that, like, they start to kind of filter in, like, the weekends before and stuff. And, you just get kind of, like, just comments that you wouldn't appreciate. And
Give me an example.
I mean,
totally... without being, like, you know, you can't, there's certain words you can't say on the radio, obviously, and we are on the radio, but can you give me an example? If it's a word you can't say on the radio, just give us the first letter to that word in the context, and we'll probably figure it out. What's something that you found offensive that has actually been said to you?
I've had, and hey, man, I'm first off, let's get this out of the way. I'm 50 years old. I got a full head of hair. I still spike my hair. I was a punk rocker back in the 80s. So, like, I still got my punk rock vibe. So I'm good looking with a sparkling personality. So I understand where it's coming from.
Can you give us an example, please?
I've had people come up and, like, smack me on the butt. And I've had people offer me money. And it's way out of hand.
Okay.
Like,
so that's a different level, right?
Yeah, like, being touched is different.
That's
yeah.
sexual assault,
right?
I mean, generally. I wouldn't think it's worth pressing charges over, but
no,
it is technically sexual assault.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about a pretty large gulf between somebody driving by and saying, hey, sugar, or whatever, out the window, and and then coming up and actually slapping you on the ass.
Well, my work is personal, okay? So, like, I'm out on the pool decks and stuff, like, doing pruning.
Do you open carry? I suggest you open carry because that will put a stop to that.
Can you do that in Florida?
No. That's not the vibe you want to have running a business at resorts.
Oh, you're
so,
at a resort.
Like, I'm out there doing pruning and
stuff.
Hold
on. Okay, so wait a minute. Let me just... This is a little different.
Okay.
I was imagining you, like, working in the front yard in somebody's neighborhood. Now you're saying you're working at a resort where you know that there are a bunch of drunk people around.
Which doesn't excuse sexual assault.
It doesn't. But you know where you're working, right? Like, if you go into work at a strip club, you know eventually somebody's going to grab you, right?
Okay, the grabbing isn't excusable, but if you work at a strip club, you probably will get catcalled. If you work in a resort, you probably get catcalled.
Hold that thought. We'll continue. It's Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House approved the $1.9 trillion relief package. As far as when President Biden will sign it,
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying,
the bill text will be rechecked, printed, and signed by the appropriate leaders in the House and Senate. The House clerks will then deliver it to the White House for the president's signature. We expect that delivery to happen sometime tomorrow.
The bill passing both the House and Senate with no Republican support. The only Democrat to vote against the bill in the House, Maine Representative Jerry Golden. A team of scientists is accusing the CDC of misrepresenting their research and its guidance on school closures. In an op-ed for USA Today, the three scientists urged the CDC to loosen the rules now and let all schools open their doors. They say science shows it's safe for schools to reopen. This is USA Radio News. Republicans on Capitol Hill are starting to ask questions regarding the influx of illegal immigrants coming into the United States.
Republican Senators Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley accused the Biden administration on Tuesday of ignoring a crisis at the southern border, following reports that Customs and Border Protection officers had to abandon highway checkpoints so that personnel could be reassigned to the migrant crisis at the southwest border. The three closed checkpoints are in Wilcox, Arizona, just east of Tucson. The number of titled migrants in custody at federal border facilities has tripled over the last 2 weeks, with many of the children being held longer than the 3 days allowed under the law. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President Biden is getting his housing secretary.
We have 66 yeas, 34 nays. The nomination is confirmed.
The Senate confirming Ohio Congresswoman Marsha Fudge to run the Department of Housing and Urban Development. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Telegram. You can follow our channel there and discuss show prep with other listeners at telegram.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, you dial in if you want to join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. Can't get through? Well, call us on our Matrix chat server. Go to chat.freetalklive.com. You'll find step-by-step instructions there on how to get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. That's the primary reason to go on the Matrix server. It's not the call-in. That's just one of the things you can do with it. Although right now, from what I understand, it might be broken on Android phones. So sorry about that. What do you want for free? So you can call in at 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Bonnie.
And Aria.
We got more on Milo Yiannopoulos going so-called ex-gay.
I have to know, was he a top or bottom?
I don't know.
Because if he was a bottom, there's no going back from that. You're always gay at that point.
Well, what about, do you think somebody can go from a bottom to a top? Because I've known people that said that that's what happened to them.
Well, there's certainly people who are versatile, and I mean, sure, I guess a person's inclinations could change over time, probably not suddenly.
Well, he did say that he did a lot of degeneracy. He said he, quote, threw himself enthusiastically into degeneracy of all kinds. So my guess is he's been
versatile.
Switched, and yeah. So anyway, we're going to go back into your calls and thoughts here, but I do want to tell you, go to freetalklive.com and don't forget chat.freetalklive.com. Get on our Matrix chat server, which is, by the way, decentralized. It is polycentric. It is open source, and it's pretty great. So let's go back to Richard. He's on the line in Florida. Now, Richard, you made it sound like you're a guy. You're in good shape. You're in your 50s. You're working out. You're outside. and there's people that are catcalling you. That's what the first part of your call was, but then you revealed further that not only are they catcalling you, they're actually walking up to you and grabbing you or slapping you on the butt cheeks. And that's obviously crossing a line, but as you said, Aria, you know, I probably wouldn't, and I agree with you, I wouldn't charge anybody with anything for that. It's like, it's inappropriate, but, you know, you're going to survive it. This is, it's not the same level as, like, a rape or something like that.
Don't do that again.
Yeah.
Message.
Don't touch.
No.
Yeah.
Happened to me in gay clubs. So weird.
By gay guys?
And drunk gay guys.
Okay. See, here's the thing. Before you go on, Richard, there's a guy in New Hampshire. I won't say who it is, but you actually, I don't know if you met him at one point. But anyway, there's a guy in New Hampshire. He's super gay. But when he drinks, he becomes straight. Have you seen this? Have you ever seen anybody do this?
No.
Yeah.
I've definitely seen people do this.
Yeah. Anyway, Richard.
But I don't think it makes them really straight. They're just.
It's almost like
the opposite happens.
It's almost like the person is channeling another personality, from what I understand. This is what I've been told. So, Richard, you then revealed further that you're not just working on, like, the average front lawn. You're not just your typical landscaper. You're working
at a... No, I don't do that.
Yeah, you're working at a, like, resort.
High-end resorts. And I'll tell you, I also work in high-end retirement communities, and I get the same type of... Well, it's not the same. I get that energy from women at high-end retirement communities. But the it's like, okay, and I mean, they're not 80 years old, a lot of them are in their 60s and stuff, but I'm just saying, like, the gay community is like, in my opinion anyway, like, because the retirement community ladies, like, they're, like, just kind of up front, you know, and they'll kind of give
the
lowdown
and
everything.
Sounds like the gay dudes are being pretty up front, too.
Be like, hey, would you be into this? But the gay community, like, they just seem to have some sort of, like, social inertia, or I can't really put it down, but they feel they have, like, some sort of a right to, like, toss that in your face and, like, man, I'm totally straight. Like, I'm not into dudes at all.
Well, there's an enormous difference between throwing the fact that they're gay in your face and slapping your butt.
Right. Now,
it's all the same kind of thing.
No, those are two very different things.
There's a big gulf.
They absolutely do have the right to throw it in your face that they're gay all they want. You have the right to walk away or to not look at it.
Sure, although he's at work, so, you know, he's got to get the job done.
Well, he has the right to find another job.
That's what I'm saying here. If you're working at a high-end resort... You're dealing with a
certain contractor.
I get what you're saying, but you don't have to take the contract if it makes you uncomfortable to be around the clients. And
it just is what it is.
Well, that's what I'm trying to tell you. It is what it is. You're at a high-end resort. The kind of people that go to these places, they believe they can get away with the things that they are, you know, getting away with. They think they can walk up and squeeze a butt cheek on, you know, the landscaper, and that's going to be not a problem. They've paid big money to be at this resort, and they think they can just drink as much as they want and put their hands all over the help. Now, I'm not saying that that's appropriate. I'm just saying,
of course not. Yeah, that's disgusting.
But that's what I think you kind of have to expect working in that job.
I also hear something like this from, like, waitresses all the time. And when I was a waitress, I was just always like, okay, being touched, I would never want somebody to touch me.
Did it happen to you?
No. I would never want anybody to touch me. But as far as being, like, flirted with, like, I heard other girls, like, he was totally flirting with me. And, like, I'm so mad. And I'd be like, give him to me then.
That's the job. You're supposed to.
I want money.
Right. That's a part of being a good server, is being a little flirtatious, right? So you can get better
tips. I'm a Gemini,
tips.
So.
Yeah, but my service is to grow, like, crazy plants that are, like, above and beyond anything.
Well, get a garden where you don't have anyone to answer to, then, because
that's how I make my living.
I got you.
And it's only, like, just a fraction of the time, for, like, Memorial Day weekend's coming up, so you know they're coming. And so it's like,
they're coming.
Which is kind of like.
Now, here, I got another question for you. You said you're not into guys, so I'm just curious, when the older ladies have come up to flirt with you, have you ever...
I banged a few.
Okay, that was going to be my question. I mean, you beat me to it, and you were way more...
There's a great movie?
On top with it than I was going to be.
Is it a great movie?
I'm not like sexually, I don't know what word to put on it. Like I'm totally open.
Banged the clients at the fancy resorts, right? Like you've done that.
Some women, you bet.
Did you have a question for him, Bonnie?
No, I was just going to make a comment. I said a prude. You were looking for a word. You're not a prude.
Right.
Okay, good.
But I just feel like the gay community.
That's the thing.
You have to understand,
these women are dealing with you in the same way that the gay guys are dealing with you.
No, they're not.
They see the, thank you for the call tonight, Richard. I appreciate it. And I know why you were actually originally calling, and I'll get to that question here in a moment, but they see the gardener, and they're attracted to the gardener, and they know they're at this fancy, resort where they can do things that they've paid big money to do or whatever, so they come up and they hit on you. And for the old ladies, it's working. You're having sex with them. For the guys, it's not working. But the same thing is going on. Like, they're treating him the same way, a piece of meat.
Well, the old women may not be walking up and, grabbing his butt.
They might. Let's bring him back here. Hang on a second. Rich, are you still there?
Yes.
Have you ever had one of the old ladies come up and touch you?
What, without permission?
Yeah.
No, it's always been consensual. Whereas the gay community, they try to...
Hold on. Is it consensual because they asked and you said yes, or is it consensual because you didn't mind?
No, because it's already been, something initiated that's consensual, a vibe between the two.
Okay, so it wasn't actually consensual, you just didn't mind it when it happened, right?
Not just somebody coming out of left field being like, oh, it's Pride Weekend or whatever, and I'm in the Village to go out, and I'm going to smack you.
Richard, do you understand the point that I'm making, though? Was that the women, they molested you in the same way, clearly. They did not ask
if it's only molestation if it's unwanted.
Oh, I banged my 8th grade English teacher, okay?
Oh,
so, I understand women.
Dude, I'm not calling you gay. I don't need to hear about your sexual exploits with women. You don't have to win me over. I'm just saying you didn't consent to these acts. You just didn't mind when they happened.
That's right. That's what I heard from him. Thank you, Richard, for the call tonight. I know you wanted to know where's Mark. He actually only called in to talk about Mark, but the whole other call took him off in a different direction. And Mark is very busy. He's traveling around. I can tell you more about that coming up here. Just heard from him today, actually, or yesterday, something like that. Anyway, more coming up. 603-283-6160. Thanks for the call, Richard. Appreciate the scoop there.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi,
I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here on number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, you've got Ian.
Bonnie.
And Aria.
And we'll continue with an interview with Milo Yiannopoulos, the formerly gay conservative commentator, blowhard, whatever you want to call him. He's come out as straight. According to a recent story, the New York Post has it, as well as some Christian or Catholic right-wing site called LifeSiteNews.com that got an interview with Milo. We'll share more of what he has to say there.
Now, is this like when somebody, after having gay sex, the next day they're like, oh, look, I'm not gay anymore because it's been 24 whole hours, and then they have sex with the guy, like, oh, no, I guess I'm gay again. I mean, I just cannot imagine how sincere this actually is. Coming from Milo,
who's
first
a troll,
of all.
Right? Yeah. So,
and apparently a pretty good one.
And we'll get into that. But there's other people that want to comment on whatever's on their mind. Oh, I did say I'd answer the question about Mark. So Mark Edge, co-host here on Free Talk Live, he, for the last, I don't know, however many number of years, hasn't been spending much time during the winter in New Hampshire. His wife goes down south, so he tends to go with her. He has checked in a couple times. He'll stay, come back up for like a week and get some things done around here, and then he co-hosts at that time. But he's really obsessed with the whole special economic zone concept right now. And he is currently, actually, he called this morning. Bonnie reminded me that that was actually today. He called today to let us know that he is on, I don't know if I should say where he is. He's on an Indian reservation. And so there's a potential special economic zone thing being set up there. For listeners that aren't familiar, the idea behind these things is that they're like a special carve-out where some government would somehow let people do things that are not normally, or that would normally be regulated by that government, but the government is not going to regulate those people because they've basically given the government a lot of money. So he's going to island nations in different parts of the world with these people that are sort of on board with this idea and are trying to raise a bunch of money to get these special economic zones started. And they're supposed to be more libertarian than not, I guess, as I understand it. You know, so he's
well,
trying to...
some of them have sounded like glorified homeowners associations. But some of the ones he's described actually sound pretty good. So, I mean, I guess it varies by project.
Yeah, and I don't know if he's really married to any one project right now. He's sort of, you know, indecisive about which one to go with, or maybe go with more than one or whatever. I don't know. We've joked for the last decade that Mark's in the middle of a midlife crisis. So
it's hard to say he's not.
It really is.
I haven't even known him that long, but yeah. He's like a walking midlife crisis.
That's mean.
It's not mean, it's just
true.
Real.
No.
He was looking at buying a plane last year.
That's right. After he already bought a boat like 3 years ago, took it sailing for one season, and then wants to get rid of it.
I've heard that's common with boats.
And also midlife crises. So, you know, I think it's interesting. I listen with earnest, you know, attention when he talks about these things. I am curious, you know, because if somebody does manage to start some sort of free little port city somewhere on an island, then that's interesting. I want to know more. I want to know how that's going. I want to know, you know.
I could be persuaded to go to such a place.
I'm not going to say I couldn't be persuaded. I mean, I want to keep my mind open. I like the idea that other people are trying other things out there. I mean, I definitely think the idea of the Free State Project and liberty-minded people coming to one place is a good plan, but that doesn't mean that that plan couldn't work somewhere else. Whether it's in Saipan, the CNMI, as they call it, the Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands, or whether it's in, you know, some other place. Brian is on the line in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live calling us from Float Fest just outside of Austin. Hello, Brian.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, just figured I'd give you an update from the festival. I walked I got 3/4 of the way down the campground before we gave up. I would say my estimate last night was shy. I'd say 500 plus for sure.
500 plus people?
People, yep.
Wow.
Yep, people. John Bush spoke today on his whole Freedom Cell concept and was really getting love from the crowd. I'm giving away silver for change. Haven't had, maybe 1 out of 10 people reject that and want bills back. Just super great festival for, you know, 60 days of organizing. Absolutely.
Yeah, it was short notice, isn't
first
it?
Class.
You're saying this was short notice?
Yeah, I believe this was concept to go date with 60 days.
Wow. That's amazing. I mean, is it?
But people from New Jersey, the guy next to me is from Spokane, pretty much every state. And, I think people have had it. And everybody I'm talking to is headed to Porkfest.
Oh, great.
So,
well, I hope that you spread a lot of...
Your campsites, no.
I hope that you spread a lot of, like, libertarianism in that area, because that's, like, my neck of the woods. You're outside of, like, Seguin. I'm from Cibolo.
He's on a 100-acre farm.
The White Rose guy is here. Not the official White Rose guy, but one of the participants. So there's a booth handing out as many stickers say that you'll use.
He's not actually in Austin. He's on a farm that's like 150 acres somewhere.
Yeah, he's in Gonzales, Texas. I Googled it.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know if we're going to have an effect on
For the next event, I would say one super pro tip is the wind never stops. So it's a big pasture. So prepare for a wind event for camping. That's the only negative. Everything else has been super positive. They flew comedians in for tonight. Thaddeus Russell is here unofficially. Let's see what else. It's just
sounds like a big
great
event. I mean, that's impressive. I got to say, I mean, for a first year event to be able to get 500 people to show up, or even 100 people I would have been impressed with 100. But you know,
a lot of crypto sales too. A lot, but I think the silver and the bullets and the poker chips are, you know, just easier. But yeah, people, you know, I'm a crypto.
Is there internet out there? I mean, you guys are out in the you know, the boonies.
Yes,
right?
4 bars LTE.
Okay.
So yeah, I don't know how. I mean, it's boony, but for some reason we have great LTE. And actually, the property neighbor farmer came over, killed a hog yesterday, so we gave it to the guys with the big smoke pit over here to feed everybody. So the neighbor is down.
Floatfest.com. That's FLOTEFEST, floatfest.com. We met some of the organizers of Float Fest at the Porcupine Freedom Festival last year in Forkfest. They came out and hung out for the first time, so that was really cool. I like the website says, thank you for social converging instead of social distancing on there, so very cool. Brian, thanks for calling in tonight. Definitely appreciate hearing from you. So 603-283-6160 is the number here. Looks like they're going through tomorrow. It was March 8th through 11th for the first ever Float Fest. And I guess they're tying in with Anarchapulco. So for people that couldn't or didn't feel like they wanted to go through the hassles of international travel to go to Anarchapulco, apparently they're doing some sort of a video link between the two events, which is kind of interesting. So there you go. Float Fest update. We go to Scott. He is the bigot on the line in Florida. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, Ian, Bonnie, and Aria. How are you?
Scott, what's on your mind?
I'll tell you what's on my mind. There's a real injustice going on, and this is what it is. Do you know who Stuart Rhodes is, Ian?
Yeah, he's the founder of the, what's the group? You're going to tell me.
Oath Keepers.
Oath Keepers, thank you.
Let me explain. He's a leader of the Oath Keepers, and the FBI is after Mr. Rhodes and, his Oath Keeper followers because of tremendous pressure from the Anti-Defamation League, ADL, and the Southern Poverty Law Center, SPLC, to persecute and ultimately incarcerate Mr. Rhodes and his followers from the Oath Keepers because of the January 6, 2021 insurrection. Now, the problem is this. It's not that the ADL is a Jewish organization, but it is a problem that it's a private organization, and the SPLC is a private organization. They have no right to tell the FBI to go after these groups that are part of the federal government and to crucify Mr. Rhodes and his followers.
What makes you think think that the FBI is beholden to the wishes of these organizations?
Because the ADL and the SPLC wield enormous power, and they are. I heard Mr. Rhodes on the InfoWars Alex Jones show, and
definitely a good source of information.
The ADL is coming after him, and that's not right.
Okay, well, just
and I'll tell you
look. I don't know.
Right.
Maybe they are, but I don't know if I buy that. You know, they're somehow issuing orders to the FBI. And the FBI, I think, would have been investigating the. What happened on the 6th of January, the quote-unquote insurrection, whether or not the ADL was around. So I'm not so sure about that. Thank you, Scott, for the call tonight, though. More coming up here. Hour number two is next. This is Free Talk Live.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.